Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
ESPN college basketball analyst John Gazaway. John, thanks for joining us. How are you? You ready for the madness to begin?
Yeah, let's tip it off in Dayton. I'm ready. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. What do you think of the first four? They're calling it the first round now. I kind of am annoyed by it, but it's just like 64 is a perfect number, John. Why do they got to mess with it?
I can tell by your very tone of voice.
Yeah.
It's all right. You know, VCU happened. Nothing like VCU has happened since. But you never say never. And I am glad that Belmont is in the field. I'll say that. They're a good team. They were not at full strength when they were knocked out of the OVC title game by Murray State and John Morant. So I'm glad they're there. And I think if they win against Temple, they got a shot against Maryland.
I'm a St. John's fan, by the way, John, and I don't think they belong.
I'm taking the Johnnies, man.
What do you think about that?
Spread's only a point.
Yeah. What do you think, John?
I'm glad the Johnnies got into. I'm glad that we'll get a chance to see Shamori Bonds and win or go home basketball. That was dangerous what they did. Oof. in that last game, the Big East tournament, because that got counted on the net rankings as a home game for St. John's. Oh. And their net ranking just plummeted. So they are really, really lucky they got in.
Aren't you glad that Murray State got in and won their conference, won the OVC? Because, you know, Belmont was already probably going to get in. And for the nation to see John Morant, a player that, you know, maybe not a lot of people know a lot about, but he could probably be the second pick in the draft.
Not just see John Morant, but to see him going up against, you know, hopefully healthy now Marcus Howard.
Yeah.
And recovered Marcus Howard and Marquette. I mean, I'm personally going to shake the hand of every committee member for setting that up.
Yeah.
That's perfect. That's two electric volume scoring guards who have produced, you know, incredible 40 and 50 point games this year in the round of 64. This is what we like about March. It gives us, you know, matchups like this, and hopefully, you know, we'll have great individual performances, a lot of upsets, and then when the dust settles, enough chalk so that there's great teams at the end. That's personally what I'm pulling for.
I just went, John, I'm just doing my bracket literally before you came on the show, and I'm like, man, I'm picking chalk like across the board. I think I have like two upsets. Like, am I crazy? Obviously, there's going to be some upsets. Do you see any in the first round?
Yeah, you're crazy.
I know. I'm crazy. I know. I admit that.
There's always upsets.
I know.
The trick is to find them because they're tough to predict.
John, I picked Vermont. I picked Vermont to upset in round one. What do you think?
All right. Well, there you go. There's a good example of that. That would be a substantial upset. So we'll pull for you there. I like Belmont's chances, if they do advance, to get past Maryland. I think that Belmont is a little better than their seed would indicate. And the thing with the Terrapins, great talent, young talent, but they've got a nasty habit where not only do they turn the ball over like you would expect from a young team, but their opponents never do. So that's just like this turnover deficit they carry around with them. And Rick Byrd's team is a well-coached group. I think they can give them a game.
We're talking with ESPN College Hoops analyst John Gazaway. John, how many teams are on your list that can realistically win the title?
Yeah, a couple weeks ago I had to bracket blind, obviously. I had to pick eight that I said would do it. And usually when I do that exercise, I've been doing it for 4 years now, all eight teams pretty much are loaded into the same region. So.
You're right.
It's not very helpful, but I think that we've got a population of great teams like we last saw in 2015. And I think that the relative outcry about Michigan State getting a two seed and then being put in Duke's region, That was going to happen to somebody because we've got more one seed quality teams this season than we've got one seeds. So when you ask me who can do it, I say all four of the one seeds, absolutely. Michigan State, certainly. I'm not sensing quite enough respect for a lowly three seed like Houston, who looks dreadful for the first time all year in the American title game. Full credit to Cincinnati for making them look that way. But that's a team that has been really tough all season long on both sides of the ball. So there's a lot to like high up on the seed lines in 2019.
John, we hear John Calipari every year whine about the region he's in, right? This is a tradition that he does. Has he ever had a real argument, or is it always talking out of his you-know-what?
It is a tradition, and yeah. He's never had a real argument. I mean, you can't have the 68 best teams in the country and then not have some tough teams in your bracket. So I love the tradition. I wouldn't know what to do if he didn't say, you know, this is the toughest bracket ever. It is a tough bracket. He does have Houston and he does have North Carolina, but he could be in a different region and have tough teams facing him. That's the nature of the beast in 2019. You can't spread this many great teams around and have a weak region. And, you know, what do you want? Gonzaga's bracket? I mean, I think that's one of the best teams we've seen in college basketball in years. So it's going to be tough anywhere you go. And it's just that they happen to get North Carolina. And before they get that far, maybe Houston if the Cougars make it that far.
John, I think we're so lucky as a basketball fan base that Zion is playing in this tournament. It was a story all season long. He's such a likable player. I think we'd be screwed out of watching some greatness if he wasn't playing. I'm so happy he's playing.
Oh my gosh, yes, I would have been so crestfallen, I guess, yeah. if he were not playing. If that stupid shoe incident cost us the chance at seeing him in this tournament, I would have been fit to be tied. But my reservation was he's coming back, but is he really ready? Oh my goodness, was he ready? That ACC tournament he had, the game that Duke played against North Carolina, possibly the best basketball game I've seen all season. I can't wait to see this level of, you know, Zion level talent playing win or go home basketball against some of the great teams that we have in the country this year. My hopes are outrageously high, and I think they might be met. I'm that ready for this.
John, if you gave either NC Central or North Dakota State a 30-0 lead against Duke to start the game, would Duke still win?
No, because, I mean, yes, absolutely Duke would still win, because that's pretty much what Louisville had.
Yeah.
And Duke still won. They were down 22 or whatever it was in the second half. So, no disrespect to the Bison of North Dakota State. They actually, you know, they had a team in 2014, beat Oklahoma in the round of 64. So, I mean, they're capable. But this isn't the year the bracket collapsed in the Summit League tournament when favorites South Dakota State and Mike Don give NDFU credit. They capitalized on that, and they'll get a shot or if they can get past NC Central. But no, I took a flyer, even though UNBC did happen in my bracket. I've got Duke sneaking its way around a 32, and we'll see what they do from there.
You know, if Ohio State didn't have Chris Holtmann as their coach, maybe they're not even in the tournament. A lot of these games do come down to coaching. Do you give them a chance against Iowa State?
Yeah, I give them a chance. And I know that that's I would say it's kind of a darling because they're coming in hot.
Yeah.
They've got the auto bid. And, you know, they were respected earlier in the season. Kind of dips to a 9-9 record in the Big 12. But the thing about Ohio State is they fell into their seed. They didn't rise to it. Okay, they fell down to an 11 seed with Caleb Wesson missing three games. And Ohio State minus Wesson was not a particularly effective basketball site. So, you know, he's back. And this is a team that, just on a neutral floor without seed numbers next to them, I mean, this would be a pretty even match. Yeah, I absolutely am looking forward to that and think that the Big Ten could notch a win there.
We're talking with John Gasaway from ESPN. John, Dustin mentioned he likes Vermont as a big upset. They, If I remember, the year they beat Syracuse, weren't they a 13 seed that one year? Vermont back in.
I think they were because yeah. I think Syracuse was a four.
Right.
That was the famous Sorrentine.
Right.
Made that one from the parking lot game. That was a great game. Yeah.
If you look at the team seeded 13 or higher, which do you like as the best chance at an upset?
You know, I hate to be that guy, but
none of them.
I'm not sure it's going to happen this year because when you look at some of these teams, St. Louis, kind of like we were describing with other tournaments in the Summit League, St. Louis, kind of the same thing in the A-10. There was an opportunity created when VCU bowed out early. I'm not sure that they can get it done against a Virginia Tech team that just now is getting Robinson back and is at full strength. I know that Irvine against Kansas State is getting some trendy love, and yes, I'm worried about the Wildcats' health, and I would just once like to see Kansas State in the tournament at full strength. They were hobbled last year too, and all they did was make the Elite Eight. But if you pressed me to the wall and said I had to pick one, 13 or higher, I would go with UC Irvine.
Okay.
You think Wofford could give Kentucky a game if they get past the first round?
Yes, I do. The thing that people might not be getting about Wofford, if you haven't seen them, is people hear about Wofford and they hear about Fletcher McGee, and you know that's great, and he is about to set the NCAA record for career threes. That's a big deal, but you know this is more than a plucky mid-major with a guy who makes threes. Cameron Jackson is a beast in the paint. He is a legit high major level guy down on the blocks who can give Kentucky a game. He is voracious on the offensive glass, and they've got one of the best inside-outside combos in the entire bracket at Wofford. So, lovable mid-major, great story, coming out of the SoCon. But, oh, by the way, a really good team. I would never compare any team to, Steph Curry Davidson team. But they are legitimately good, I will say that, and they can hold their own in this bracket.
It's not really an upset, but, I think Florida beats Nevada. Nevada kind of limped into this tournament, didn't they?
Nevada limped into this tournament, definitely,
yeah.
And everybody thought they were just going to run the table in the Mountain West, and I was bearish on that from the start, just because the Mountain West is always tough, and the travel distances are, incredible, insane, and nobody ever runs the table in the Mountain West, but even against those expectations that I set, they did kind of limp into it, and what worries me specifically is the Wolfpack on offense. They still play really good defense, and they're going to be tough for any opponent. But I'm just not confident that I can carry them far in the bracket with the limitations they have on offense. I feel like, Louisville 2012, notwithstanding, they made the Final Four with a zero offense. But that is the exception to the rule. March usually smiles on good offense, and I'm not sure that tendency helps Nevada.
John, if they change the rule where you could go straight from high school to the NBA, but if you went to college, you had to play at least 3 years, would that be better for college basketball?
It would be great for college basketball,
yeah,
because we'd have all of these fantastic players. I mean,
You'd lose the best guys for that 1 year, but...
But, Ja Morant, for example.
Yeah.
Nobody was talking about him a year ago as a freshman, and now he'd be locked in for still another year. And, so it would be great spectating, but I would be worried about it fairness-wise because, what does that do to Morant now that we know what we know in March of 2019, and he would or will be the number two draft pick, and you're going to say, no, you have to stay here.
I mean, yeah.
It's kind of hard to believe that's exactly what people did for decades.
Yeah,
but
right.
Now that we know that, I'm just not sure I'm cool with it.
Who you got winning it all, John?
I got Virginia winning it all because, what could possibly go wrong with their history of great tournament performances?
Right.
I feel very serene and peaceful with my pick. No, I had them in the preseason, and they looked good during the AC season up until that semifinal against Florida State. Just such a cool soundbite to say, I had it in the preseason. I'm sticking with it.
It is.
That's
very cool.
That's what I decided to do, probably against my better wisdom, because, man, Gonzaga and Duke look tough.
Yeah, no doubt. John, we appreciate the time, man. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
John Gazaway, ESPN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.